All right, you guys, welcome to episode number 99 of the Content Toolbox. I am so stoked because if you guys haven't seen, we are doing a huge promotion for episode 100, which is this week. So keep your eyes peeled because we're giving away all sorts of amazing things. But today we are going to talk about something which is actually relevant to that same thing. So we're going to be talking about how blogging can help promote a business. So, you know the drill. Buckle up, cue the theme song, and we'll see you on the inside.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, welcome to episode 99. We are talking today about how blogging can help promote a business. So before I go any further, I just want to de-stress all of you online business owners who are like, no, I'm a coach. I sell digital products. I provide services. I'm not a blogger. Why would I have a blog? Well, guess what? It is super beneficial. And you guys, okay, I'm gonna let you on a little secret here. Part of the reason that we're doing our episode 100 promotion is because it's a little experiment in taking our podcast content, this right here, the Content Toolbox, and how we can take the content that I have created and produced for each episode and using that to create all of this other content without creating new content, right? We're just repurposing all of that stuff. So I, myself, as the business owner, as the attractive character, I don't have to create anything more than this original episode. What we have developed are systems and processes that actually let us take that content and repurpose it. And one of the ways we repurpose it is by creating a blog. Now, am I the one that writes the blog? No, not at all. Do I provide references and, of course, what I've talked about here? Yes, absolutely. But I'm not the one that's doing it. We are repurposing that information into the form of a blog. So that means that as a digital marketer, you too can have a blog. You too can play the SEO game without having to write all the time, type all the time, or become a true blogger. So that is some of the secret sauce, which is so awesome. So you guys, I have to share just the blogging repurposing alone. I took and compared. Now, you guys will see if you want to check out our fast track workshop that we have coming up at the end of the month. I'm actually going to share the results of what we've done with our episode 100 promotion. So with that, we're actually repurposing our top 10 episodes from the Content Toolbox. And then we're also repurposing all the episodes where we had guests on the show. So I'm not only repurposing my own content, but I'm also repurposing the content that I got from other experts and leveraging their audiences. And again, we're doing it all originally from the podcast, but creating, repurposing all of that information into different forms of media. So I'm going to share with you at the workshop all of the behind the scenes, everything that we did to make that happen, as well as our results. Sneak peek preview is that I pulled Google Analytics numbers, so cool, from the end of Q4 until mid-December, which is right about where we started actually publishing blogs. I compared that quarter to this quarter, and we have had over almost 380% increase in page views just from the blogs that we repurposed from content we had already created, right? Now, what else we're doing is we're creating repurposing from that and creating social content posts out of the exact same stuff. We're just repurposing it into different videos and clips and memes and those kinds of things. And all of that is also driving additional traffic to our site. Plus, we're growing our social following, which also increases our online authority and exposure. And all of the things that we want when we're creating all this content, we're like, we want it to be effective. Well, guess what? I just proved it can be completely effective. That's literally in a span of 3 months. We aren't even done. We're playing catch up right now, which is super amazing to see this kind of results with literally just a fraction of all of the repurposing methods that we have in place now. But I can tell you we finally got there because we kind of tried and failed for about a year. So now you're getting all the goods, right? So if you want to see all of the behind the scenes on that, make sure that you check out the Fast Track workshop that we will be holding the end of the month here. All right. Whew, that was a total commercial. So we're going to go into how blogging can help promote a business. So the number one thing is we're talking about increasing traffic to your site. I just mentioned we had over a 300%, almost 400% increase in page views. Our traffic just from social channels has increased almost 200%. And then we've had direct traffic that has increased almost 300% directly to our site because we're posting links to our blogs right in social posts. So people see that, they're coming through and they're reading good information. So all of this is increasing traffic. That's what we want. We want more eyeballs on our message. And that leads me to the next point, which is we're generating leads. So when these people are coming to our site, they may still be prospects, or I don't know where you put them in the customer journey, but people coming to your site, that's traffic. But if you're putting your Facebook pixel, your Google pixel, your AdWords pixel on those people, that's building an audience that you can retarget in the future, by the way, for a lot cheaper than paying for straight cold ads, right? So you're actually generating leads from that traffic. These people will come if they're interested, they will opt in. They will grab your lead magnets. They will go to your website. If you have a master traffic controller site set up, you'll be like, oh, I like this messaging. Let me read another blog. Let me read another one. Oh, let's see what services this person has available. So they start clicking around. You are creating leads just by providing amazing content, right? And that leads me to the next thing, which is in creating that value, what you're doing is you're actually helping to warm up the customer, maybe before they even engage with you. So they were cold traffic who knew nothing of you, saw a social post, or found you on Google because you're starting to build Google authority with your blogging, right? So people are clicking through. And by coming in and reading your information, they're getting to know you. If they resonate, they're getting to like you. They will start to trust you because you're providing them good information. So we're building that know, like, and trust factor. We are warming them up before even spending any money on ads or creating new content. This is all, remember, repurposed content from what you have already created. Pretty amazing, right? Another way that this can benefit or help to promote your business is, especially as digital marketers, since I gave you the caveat in the beginning that you don't have to be a blogger, you can still be an online business owner just like you are. But what you're doing is you're creating a way to differentiate yourself, because chances are that most of your competition is not doing any kind of blogging or promotion or anything like that. Okay, so just by you repurposing your content and turning it into a blog, how that's helping to promote your business is that you are more accessible, you are more found than your competition. So that becomes an inherent differentiator right away. Another key way that this helps is actually in providing customer research, because when you have all of your Google Analytics installed, you can literally see the demographic information of the people that are coming to your site, what posts they are reading, so you know what they're interested in, and you know what type of person they are. So that helps you lower ad costs in the future. That helps you really dial in your avatar more. That helps you know what content you want to be creating more of and what stuff is not resonating to, what stuff to be creating less of, right? Pretty amazing. And if that wasn't it, or not all, what else we're doing is we are providing links for social media. So if you're struggling with creating social media posts and things that are really engaging, that actually get likes and shares and those kinds of things, social channels, the number one thing that they want to do is keep people on their channel, right? But the second place that they will send them is if it's someplace of learning, education, value, not just a hardcore sales pitch. So by putting little snippets or little sound bites or whatever from your blog that you created on social media, what that's doing is giving you a link that the social channels actually like. So it can actually help increase engagement on your social as well as traffic on your site. Pretty epic, right? Okay, there's more, I promise. So on your blog, because you are not a traditional blogger, you are not selling ad space, although you can, but you are not necessarily selling ad space to other competition or straight to Google so that they can place whatever ads they want on there. What you can do though is place ads for your own products and services. You can create the things that people want. So great downloads, resources, checklists, any of those lead magnets or opt-ins, all of that is still providing great information and it's growing your email list, which is of course, ultimately where we want to get people is from the traffic that we're directing and attracting and all of that to the traffic that we control. So having I'm just going to throw this in here as well. Make sure when you are doing a blog that you have your site set up as a master traffic controller site, because with all that increase in traffic, you need to make sure that the people that are coming in have a place to go over and over and over, and they have access to the information or the products or services that they want at the time that they want it. So that comes with having a really strong core foundation, which, by the way, is one of the mistakes that we made when we first started this endeavor. That's why we didn't actually end up posting some of our posts from the entire year until end of December, because we didn't have a strong strategy, core foundation in place that was capturing all of that traffic and driving it in. So you have that and it will definitely grow your list. Another way that your blog can really help promote your business is you are creating shareable content. So that is in multiple different ways. Those little snippets that you've created and put out on social media, those are perfect shareable content. But you also have these links, and especially if you're featuring a guest or you just work with some other people who are in your same niche or whatever, you can ask for them to link back to you, or they may just automatically do it if they're like, oh, this is a really great reference. So what that does is it creates content that people are like, I find this valuable and I want to provide this to my audience, but I don't want to have to create it myself. So they're just going to share the content that you created. It's another repurposing method, but somebody else is repurposing for you, which is even better, right? All right. We're going to talk about two more of the ways that blogging really helps to promote your business. So one is it develops SEO, search engine optimization, which for lack of any better explanation, what that really develops and grows is your Google authority. So think about it. If your target audience has certain problems, we all know they do, right? They have certain pains or desires or things that they are going to go search for and say, how can I do this? Or how do I overcome this? Or how do I make this happen? They're going to ask Google questions. If you have a blog that is SEO optimized because you're focusing on your certain keywords, you will be found in that Google list. It may be down the list. If you really get focused, ideally you want to be on that first page. But what that's doing is building you Google authority. Because if one of your prospects is out searching for, how do I overcome this problem? They go and search, and Google says, oh, here, I found this. That is instant credibility and authority for you, because your customer just asked, where can I find answers to this? And Google said, oh, here you go. So it's providing SEO, which ranks you up, builds up that Google authority. And finally, the best one is, I know as digital marketers, we are like, oh, I have this new product or service and it's going to be awesome. And so what do? We go and we buy Facebook ads, or we buy YouTube or Google Ads, and we just drive right to that sales page. If you have a strong organic traffic strategy, all of that traffic is going to reduce your ad costs. And I know we've talked about this in some other episodes, so I won't totally dive into it here, but what that does is it helps you to advertise. I'll give you a real quick tip. One of the things that we are doing for our episode 100 celebration is all of the posts that we are featuring, our top 10 solo episodes, and then our 34 expert posts, all of those are being posted out on social media, linking back to the blogs. Well, we can set up basically boosted posts or really inexpensive traffic ads. So we're not creating cold campaign leads. What we're doing is we're just saying, hey, we have some great information here. Can you go share this to some more audience? So it's super cheap to do. So that increases our reach. People click through to the blog, read the blog, where we have amazing opt-in options, and we're promoting our workshop, and all of that is content driven. So people can come through, opt in right there, and that's reducing our advertising costs. Plus, it helps us with our advertising, because for all the people to get hit with ads and they're like, I don't want to get caught in your funnel, I don't want you to be sending me stuff over and over, I'm going to go backdoor search this, they're still going to find us. Either way, they're going to come back to us. So all of those things really, really are amazing ways that a blog can actually help to promote your business. And remember when I say that you don't have to be a blogger. You don't have to have a hardcore blogging site. That blog can come out of activating content that you have already created. I don't care if you were doing Facebook Lives, if you have been a guest on multiple different podcasts, or if you have your own podcast or YouTube show or whatever you're doing, that is all valuable content that you can repurpose to create a blog, which is going to do all of these things. Build list, help to warm people up, drive your traffic, building authority, better customer research. What else do we have here? Creating shareable content, building that Google authority, developing your SEO, and reducing your advertising costs, helping you advertising. Pretty amazing, right? So one more time, make sure that you do not miss out on the Fast Track Workshop, where I'm going to show exactly how we did this system and walk you through the same process so that you can take some of that old content that's just sitting there on the shelf. We're going to dust it off. We're going to make it go to work for you. We're going to activate that content, because we are content activators, right? That is my mission. And I am going to help as many business owners as I can to work less hard and work smarter. So that's my goal. Join me at the Fast Track Workshop. And I hope you enjoyed this episode and you're at least considering setting up a blog in your business using that content you've already created. All right, you guys, make sure you tune in for episode 100, because it's going to be completely different than anything else. And we are putting a pause on the content toolbox after episode 100. It is coming back, but we are actually retooling our system, because now that we've done this for a year and figured out the things that worked and the things that didn't, we're sticking with the stuff that did work, right? And we're doing a little bit of rebranding and reworking. So we're going to be doing a nice big relaunch and continuing again forward with the content toolbox. But in the meantime, make sure you check out episode 100, because we are creating an epic blog post along with a whole bunch of resources and amazing tools and things that are going to help you with your content activation journey. It's again, all from the content that we've produced over the last year. So thank you so much. Thanks for being a supporter so far for the content toolbox. And I look forward to seeing you on episode 100 and on into the future. All right. Thanks.